I'm not the balabos, and why you...
We're being recorded, Trevor, so don't say anything you don't want.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. I want to thank the Kolo for inviting me to do this. It got me to really learn the Inyan well, Baruch Hashem. And it is fortuitous that my shir is learning the Dorim, and you're learning the Dorim. And I know you just got started, as did we. So I thought I would talk about the Inyan of HaToras Nedorim and Kol Nidre, which would seem appropriate, certainly, in Yonah Diyoma. So Bershus, Rabbi Brand Shlita, and Rabbi Kraft Shlita, and the Kailo Shlita, and my Talmidim Shlita, I'd like to begin. I've broken this up into five different sections, and I'll try to not to take too long in each section. I want to get to the last section, which is the meat of the thing. Okay. So first of all, we all know that the, and I'm sure you've had this, you've seen it in your Akdama shir, that the Torah takes a dim view of people who take Nedarim. Certainly the Gemara has various examples, and I've numbered all the paragraphs. Hopefully I didn't miss any numbers. Sometimes happens, I skip a number or two. The very first one is one of my favorites in Yerushalmi, and the Ran brings it down also. Rav Dimi b'shem Rav Yitzchak says, Lo dayach, isn't it enough for you? Masha osra lecha haTorah. You don't have enough isurim in the Torah? Ela shata mevakej leser alecha dvorim acherim. You need to go look for more isurim. Don't you have enough in the Torah? There are 365 mitzvahs lo saseh with all the additional lo saseh that are attached to them. You don't have enough, you have to go get more. What's that? Does everybody have one of these? Okay. And then we have in the Gemara itself, and I will tell you that paragraphs 2 and 4 are taken out of context. The context is what type of things that we use to decide if we can be mater or nether. And the Gemara says we do not use religious arguments. We don't say to someone, if you had known that you're going to get a punishment in Shemayim, would you have taken the neder? So who's going to say, well, no, I would never have taken such a neder. Of course, everyone is going to say, had I known there would be a punishment in Shemayim, of course. Whether he's telling the truth or not, he doesn't want to say that. He'd be embarrassed to say that in front of a Rav, that I would have taken the neder anyway. So therefore, we're not poseach nedorim. We don't open them up and undo them using these type of religious arguments. We find other ways to do it. But paragraph 2, Tanya Rabbi Nosson Omer, Hanoder, Ki'ilu Bana Bama. Also, you've seen that, I'm sure. Someone who takes a neder, it's like he built a Bama, the Ran says, when Bamas were usher. Vamekaimo, and someone who keeps the neder and follows the restrictions of the neder, Ki'ilu Makriv Alav Korban. And the Ran says, it's like you brought Shchut Echutz. So if you look at the Ran, paragraph 3, where he says the first line, "Benira be'enai, t'lahachi medaminan la lebonei bama." This is why the Gemara compares it to building a bama. B'shum desolig adaita de noder, the mitzvah ka'avid. The one taking the neder thinks I'm doing a mitzvah. The Rachmana asrei b'mila di isura. The Torah gives us many isurim. V'yunami asar nafshei. I will be a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by adding more isurim to myself. So the Gemara is telling the person, you made a mistake. The Adarabba, the Bona Bama dummy. You're like someone who built a Bama. The Nehid Rachmanaz Hari Lakruvik Arbanaz Bifnim. Yes, the Torah tells you, when you bring a carbon, you have to bring it inside the Azara, inside the Beis HaMikdash. Azhare de la Losipala, but the Torah also tells you, don't add to that. Don't go beyond that and now bring a bama outside. Don't be overcome by religious zeal to do things that you're not told to do. So Hachinami says the same thing, the case with a neder. Yes, the Torah gave you many things that are usher. But when he adds to what the Torah gave him, pasha, he's a posheya. He has committed a sin. My Rebbe, Rebbe Mendel Kaplan, used to say, Medar Zayn Normal. You have to be normal. Extra religious zeal is not what the Torah wants from us. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do. And that's the pasuk, for example, in Baaloscha. It says, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Aaron, Baaloscha es haneros, amul pnei amenora, yairu shiva es haneros. And the next pasuk is, Vayas kein Aaron, and Rashi says, it's lahagit shvacho shel Aaron, shaloshina. Aaron did not change from what he was told. Aaron did not go beyond and say out of his religious zeal, I'm going to do more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. That is not the way of Yahadus, and it's not what we're supposed to do. And that some say even that was the Avera of Nadav and Avihu. They were overcome with such religious zeal, they brought this extra carbon, and they shouldn't have done that. So now, in paragraph 4 and 6, we have two different characterizations of what is someone who takes such a neder. Number 4 says, Amar Shmuel aval bisha mekaimo nikra rasha. Even if you're mekaim the neder, you're called a rasha. In paragraph 6, and he quotes the pasuk, Vayikra, v'chisech dal lindor lo yeh b'chachet. If you don't take a neder, you will not have a sin. Mashma, if you do take a neder, you not only have a sin, you'll be a rasha. And then in paragraph 6, the same pasuk, this is later on in the Dorim Davayin Zion, Nikra Chote. If you take a neder, you're called a chote.
So lo yachel devaro is applying to only a neder that one should take?
Well, it seems that lo yachel devaro is really for all of these things, but they're going beyond to use the pasuk of lo sechdal lindor to tell you what is the attitude towards someone who takes a neder.
The avera, you're
supposed to be mekayim the neder. Right. Kechala yotze mipiv, there's a mitzvah zasei, and a mitzvah zlo zasei. You have lo yachel dvaro is the lo zasei. Kechala yotze mipiv is the asei. And the Gemara is telling you, you know what we think about someone who keeps a neder? Look at this pasuk, v'chisech dal lindor, when you avoid taking a neder, lo yeh b'chachet, mashman, if you do take a neder, you will have a chet. What that chet is, doesn't say. You know, as you're being mekayim, exactly what the Torah says. You were not mechalel your words, and you did what the Torah told you. And nevertheless, you're called a chote based on this other pasuk. So we have one pasuk that characterizes him as a rasha, based on v'chisech dal lindor, and using the same pasuk, and Dava in Zion, he's called a chote. And then the Shulchan Aruch says both. Paragraph 7. Alti Ragil bin Adorim, shouldn't get used to making the Dorim, even if you keep your neder, Nikra Rasha v'Nikra Chote. You're both a Rasha and a Chote. So the Taz immediately jumps all over the Shulchan Aruch and says, what are you? If you're a Rasha, why do you have to be called a Chote? A Rasha is clearly a Chote. Rasha is worse than a Chote. That's the Kasha of the Taz. So the Taz has a teretz. If you look at paragraph 8, v'nirali, the second line, v'nirali the yesh chilek b'davar. There's a difference between Rasha and Chote. V'im yesh lo pesach lahatir v'eino matir. If there is a way to undo the neder, and he doesn't bother to try to get the hatara of this neder, nikra Rasha. Then he's taka Rasha, because there is a way to get out of it, and he doesn't use that method. But if he's still looking for a way to get out of his neder, he went to a Rav, he went to a Bezdin, and they couldn't find anything. They're thinking about it. Like we find in Daf Yochav Gimel, the Rabbanan of Mitzayri Me'od Bishul Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, took a neder, and the Chachamim said, they tried to find every kind of way to undo the neder, and they couldn't do it. And it says they were so in tsar that they couldn't undo the neder. They were pacing back and forth from the sunlight to the shade to the sunlight. And finally, they said to him, Reb Shimon Berebi said to himself, had I known that the Chachami would suffer like this, I never would have made such a neder. And they used that to be matur the neder. So that, he says, is when you're a chote. If you can't find the neder, you shouldn't have taken the neder in the first place. So the way I understand the Taz, you shouldn't have taken the neder in the first place, you're a chote. If you don't make use of this method to undo Nidorim, you don't make use of the method that's available to you through the Bezdin, you're not Matya the Neder, then you are Russia. That's how the Taz learns. The Korban Nisanol, paragraph 9, doesn't like this teretz of the Taz. He gives a different teretz. He quotes Rav Zvid, who said he was a Chote, and then he quotes Shmuel, says he's a Rasha. They're both right, says the Korban Nisanol. Im nadar nidre isur al yidei roges v'akpada. If you took a neder to aser something, let's say to aser your neighbor, to aser your friend, or not, or to your aser to him, or he's aser to you, and you did it because of anger and hakpada, nikra Russia. Then you're a Russia because shesofo limel b'shvuos. Not only you're going to do the avera of nidorim, you're going to do the avera of shvuos. And the Gemara says in Masechet Shvuos that someone who violates a shvuah, the whole world shakes. It upsets the whole world. Yes. We also learn, in fact, this Gemara, the Gemara talks about, right after talking about the Torah's Nidorim, talks about anger and how terrible anger is, as we learned in Shir. That's if you took, so then you're a Russia if you took the neder out of anger. The im nidre mitzvah heba, but what if you took a neder to do something good? You took a neder that's a mitzvah. Chote mikri, nevertheless, you're called a chote below Russia. Not a Russia, says the Gemara Nisanel. She's sopo limel benidre iser, because eventually you'll get used to taking the dorim. Yeah, okay. Have a seat. Oh yeah, you better go daven. Davening is more important. Okay. So there, says the Gemara Nisanel, you'll be called a chote. You shouldn't be taking the dorim. Eventually, you'll wind up taking the dorim when you shouldn't do nidre iser, and therefore. He says, there you're a chote. So he draws a different distinction in the Taz, and he says, the loketaz sham zhenitchak bozeh. Korban Nisanol didn't like the teretz of the Taz. We have two different derutzim. So you have to ask the question, is there no time that you're supposed to take a neder? Aren't there times when people do take nedarim? In fact, note number 10, Taisus and Chulin asked the question. Vim tomar vaksi vayidar Yaakov neder. Yaakov Avinu, the great tzaddik, took a neder on his way to the house of Lavan. When he's going back to Charan, he took a neder that says, if Hashem will be with me, Ushmarani baderech hazeh sha'ele, he's going to take care of me, and he'll give me lechem lecho, lebeged lilbo, shall have clothing, I'll have food. So then, v'ya Hashem lila lakim, I'm going to follow Hashem. It's a neder. And what about Yonah? Eis asher nadarti ashalmena. Also, Yonah took a neder. And there have been other people who took nedarim. The Shlomer says, Tosos, the Bishas Tzara Shari. There's a difference. When you are in a time of trouble, you should take a neder to do something good. Kedamrina Bebreshis Rabbah, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lamor. What is Lamor? Lidoros, for all future generations of the Jewish people, Sheyu Nodrim Be'is Tzara. That it's a good thing. When there's a time of trouble, you take a neder upon yourself to add more responsibilities to do mitzvos, then it's not, you're not a chote at that point. But it has to be in a time of tzara. However, there is one other type, actually two, paragraph 11, in the Shulchan Aruch. Ha'omer eshne perek zeh. I'm going to learn this perek of Gemara, of Tehillim, whatever he's want to learn. V'yorei shema yisrashel b'davar. But you're afraid I'm going to be lazy. I'm not going to do it. Shori le leminader lizruze nafshe. You could take a neder to be mizariz yourself, to give yourself an incentive. Now, not only do I have to do the mitzvah, I have a neder to do it. Now I better keep my neder. So that's a good thing. V'cheinim yorei sheyitakfu yitzro v'yavor al eizo mitzvah mi mitzvahs lo saseh. Or, you are in a nisayon where you're afraid you're going to be over an avera. And you're worried, I'm not going to be able to withstand that avera. Oh, Yisrashel mikiyum mitzvahs asei, or in general, we have all kinds of mitzvahs, and you're worried you won't do the mitzvah. Mitzvah lishava velindar kedei lezarei zatzma. Again, you might call these nidrei ziruzin. There's a whole, the third parak begins with the discussion of the dvarim that do not need any hatara. One kind is nidrei zeruzin. You take a neder to give yourself an incentive to do the mitzvah or to avoid the avera. Okay. So they didn't say the Hadron as a tefillah, but rather that we hope we come back to it. But
they would say wow. Because they didn't want to be mechayel themselves.
Very good. Okay. So where does Hatoras Nedarim come from? I don't want to spend too much time on this section, but there's a Mishnah in Chagiga, which starts out Heter Nedarim Porchin Ba'avir. The laws of Heter Nedarim are flying through the air. Ve'in lahem al mashi yismuchu. There's nothing to rely on in the Torah, and the written Torah doesn't talk about Heter Nedarim. And then it talks about other types of halachas like Shabbos, Chagiga, Me'ila, are keharorim hatliyim b'sayra, like mountains hanging by a hair. Shein mikra mu'at halachas merubos. So if you look at the Ran, that's Rashi. And Chagiga is called Rashi. Heter nedarim porchim ba'avir, hatoras nedarim shamar chachamim. That which the chachamim say, you can be matar a neder, she'achacham matar es haneder, mi'at remez yesh b'mikra. There's only a few hints in the Torah. Ve'in al ma'lismoch. There's nothing really to rely on. Elo she'kein maser lechachamim b'torah shebal peh. The Gemara immediately says, wait a second, there's a whole bunch of, if you say, ein lo mashi yismachu, Number 14, Tanya Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yeshlam Amashi Yismachu. And then there's a whole series of Tanoim who say, yes, there's something to be Somechan. And the last one is the Amora Shmuel. If you skip down to where the ellipsis is, the three dots, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Yaboi Hasam, had I been there when they were discussing what are the Ramazim, what are the hints that there's a din of Hatoras Nedarim, Amrilahu, I would have told them, Didi adifa miditchu. My proof is better than all of your proofs. He's talking to Tanoim now. Shenemar lo yachil devaro. In the Torah by Nedarim, it says, do not make your words chulin. Hu eino mochel, aval acherim mochlin lo. Person himself cannot be mochel his own neder, but others can undo the neder. And that's the source. I'm going to skip down to 18, which is kind of an amazing statement. You can read, be my guest, 15, 16, and 17. I want to go move along. In Brachas Daf Lamed Beis, talks about the pasuk, the famous pasuk by Chal Moshe es Pnei Hashem. So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Melameit she'amad Moshe b'tfila lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe got up to pray for Klal Yisrael. They had just built the Egel Azav. Ad she'cheleyu. What does that mean, Hecheleyu? If you look in the Rashi in 19, Hiftzirbo, he pressed Hashem, he bothered him. And I love the next word, Anoye. He annoyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe that's how you pronounce that in French. Anoye, he annoyed him. Hashem, you gotta forgive the Jewish people. He kept pushing. But then the next one is even more amazing. The Rava Amar Ad she'hafer lo nidro, until he was mefer his neder. Whose neder? Look in Rashi. Nidro diburo she'amar va'achalem. Moshe was mefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a neder, I'm going to destroy the Jewish people. Moshe kept davening and praying until he was mefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neder. Can't be mefer your own neder. This is an amazing, amazing statement. And then there's a third shot. He said, I'm willing to die for the Jewish people. And he gets that from the Rashi, says the Lashon Cholol, a dead body. Okay. Now, just as a side point, you will see right away that Hatoras Nedarim is really called in the Gemara, and when it refers to certain halachas, it's called Haforas Nedarim. Even though we are used to saying Hatoras Nedarim is for a person with a bezdin of his own nedarim, and hafora is for a husband to be made for his wife's nedarim, but the Rambam uses the same term for both. So I went to the Google Translator. You'll like this. I put in the word hatara, and it says loosening, which is to be matter, to undo a knot, to loosen the knot. I put in hafora, and it came back the cow. Think about that. Okay, they didn't know what hafora was. Anyway, so now the next question is hatoras nedarim a mitzvah or a reshus? What is it? It's interesting, the Rambam counts hafaras nedarim, which is really hatoras nedarim, as one of the mitzvos, one of his 613 mitzvos. First of all, like Dakdama Leilchos Nedarim, number 20, he says there are three mitzvos for Nedarim. As we said, there's Lo Yachel, there's a mitzvah Zaseh, Kechala Yotzei Mipiv Yaseh, you have to do what you promised to do. There's Lo Yachel, and then Gimel, Sheyafer HaNeder O HaShvua, Zehu Din HaForaz Nedarim HaMefurash BaTorah SheBiksav. Well, it is mentioned in Torah Shebiksav by a husband being made for the wife's neder. Yes?
Why is it a mitzvah to do what, like, you say, like, as a neder?
Excellent question. So, in fact, one of my Talmidim asked me as soon as we started talking about nedarim, if you're not supposed to make a neder, why is there a whole mesechta talking about nedarim? And I didn't tell you there's also a mesechta Shavuos and a mesechta Nazir. You're not supposed to do any of those things. We have three mesechtas. And I remember in the Daf Yomi, when we came to Kachim, to Mesechta Tmura. Somebody says, don't do a Tmura. And yet we got a whole mesechta dealing with what happens if you make a Tmura. So, I mean, the point is, we've already seen there are some times when you can make a neder, but even so, we have to know that when you take a neder, there are serious consequences if you don't keep it. And we have to understand what happens, what are the consequences. The language that you say in the Torah is very important. We take language very seriously. And therefore, even though you're not supposed to take a neder, but if you do, here's what happens. And that's what the Gemara is all about. And the same thing with Tamura. At the beginning of Tamura, there's a whole shtickle of Gemara that talks about kol milsa di amar achmana lo savi. And the Torah tells you don't do something. I avid, if you do it, mahani alo mahani. So tmura, the Torah says, don't make a tmura. Yet the Torah says, if you make a tmura of one korban to another, they both get kedusha. Something happens, even though you're not supposed to do it. So in the Dorim also, we have to know that even though it's not proper to take the Dorim, but there are consequences, and we have to know what those are. And therefore, there's a whole Gemara about it. Anyway. And then the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah Tzadi Heit, paragraph 21. We are commanded, Ladun Bahaforas Nedorim. And he says in there, I don't mean that you must be made for every neder that comes to you, but rather the Bezdin is required to look into the case, is this a neder that we can undo? Okay, let's turn the page. The Ramban, however, disagrees, and he says in paragraph 22, that really, it's not a mitzvah. As the Ramban says, actually he says it in the next mitzvah because he holds that the mitzvah Tzadik Hei should not be there. Tzadik Vav has to do with Tuma and Tara, and he says that shouldn't be a mitzvah either. And then at the end of Tuma and Tara mitzvah, Tzadik Vav, he says, V'chein yirav a mitzvah shehiktim le'ilu, the previous mitzvah also, about Haforas Nedorim, v'hi Haforas Nedorim shelo timana, shouldn't be counted. The vish is shlilit. It is negative. Shenitzavenu lasos gechala yotzei mipina. We have a positive commandment to do whatever we're told. V'shelon nachel dvareinu. We should not make our words chulin. We should not make our words profane. Rak al pi bezdin o'av o'abal. So that haforas nedarim is something which is a last resort, so to speak. When you do the neder, you should really keep the neder. So the Ramban disagrees. And then there's also something called the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKatzar, or HaKotzer, of the Chafetz Chaim, who also includes that as one of the mitzvahs that we can do nowadays, which is, you go to a, as he says on the second line of paragraph 23, Sheyavo l'chacham ha-muvak, l'gimel hetyotos, imen sham mumche, and you say, I want to undo the neder.
So who's the mitzvah on? The person that
so it sounds like it's a mitzvah, no, on the Bezdin, is what it sounds like, yes.
Maybe the other way to answer that question is that the Rambam maybe doesn't think that a mitzvah necessarily means there's something that you have to do, but the Rambam thinks that there are procedural things that are
right.
called mitzvahs.
Like gittin is a mitzvah.
Right.
Why? What does that mean? The Bezdin has to get involved. Correct.
The Rambam doesn't say that a person who takes his wife takes a neder, you have to be made for it.
Does not say that, right?
He doesn't say that.
Right.
It's all about ladun.
So, exactly. So,
ladun. He's talking about the Bezdin.
We discussed this one year when we learned the mitzvah of Shita.
Shita.
So, it's the Shita mitzvah of Matur. So, you have the same kind of question here. But so, Gittin is an example. You know, Makis. Well, not Makis, not as good as an
right.
example. But Vodun Bedine, the Rambam will say
right.
that sometimes. So.
Oh, Tumantara is another one. That there's no mitzvah to become tamei. There's, you know, but the Bezdin is there. The Kohen thing, they're supposed to look into these things and see what's tamei, what isn't.
Well, could even argue that. It's the same question about kiddushin. Is there a mitzvah to get married? So it sounds like for the Rambam, there is no actual mitzvah to get married, but there is a mitzvah if you're going to get married to follow this process.
Right.
So to hear, if you have a wife. No.
Nobody has a wife back there.
If you had a wife and she took a neder, and you wanted to annul that neder, you should follow this rule.
Correct.
It doesn't mean that everybody
right.
should go and get married before Rosh Hashanah so that their wife
no,
can...
no.
Okay. Don't be married.
Right. Okay. So now, in section Dalet, Halacha Shonos Ba'atoras Nedarim, this is quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Siman Reish Chav Ches, just to get us into the next section, which is we're going to talk about HaTorah Nedarim that we do at Rosh Hashanah as opposed to Kol Nidre. So the first one I brought down, Mishan Nadar v'Nischaret Yesh Takana Yidei Charata V'Apilu Nadar B'Elokei Yisrael, which would mean he took a Shavuah. There is a way out with Charata. Kate said, Yaseh, what should you do? Yelech Eitzel Chacham Mumche the Gamir V'Savir. He's a Mumche, he's an expert, and he has learned halachas, and he understands the logic behind the halachas, how it all works. The main yachid mumche yelech etzel shlosha edyotos. You can go pick three people also. Behu the gemiri lahu. If you teach them the halachas, with saviri, they'll understand what it's all about. The gam yodim liftoach lo pesach, and they also have to know how to undo to be matir the neder. The yaidna ein mumche she ra'ui lahatir biyachid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we don't have such a mumcha nowadays. Now there is a machlokas in the parentheses there. The Rambam holds the chacham that is matir yachidi does not have to be a samuch. Does not have to have the real smicha going all the way back to Har Sinai. The Ramban says he does have to have the smicha. And the Ran discusses this machlokas. I'm not going to get into it right now. Then how do you do the hatara, gimel? That's what the Bezdin has to say to the person once they've decided, in any language that he understands. Even if the Bezdin are standing, we're standing around, in other words, and somebody comes to us, we can be matir the neder while everyone's standing. Ubikrovim, could even be relatives. Ubalaila, usually we don't have a din Torah at night. Ubishabbos. Normally we're not matir nedarim on Shabbos either. Even if you could have asked it, had Atoras nedarim before Shabbos, as long as the neder has something to do with Shabbos, you can be matir. So this business about relatives, I discovered, and I should have given Rabbi Schechter more coverage. I just wrote Rab, but okay, anyway, in his he has an audio shiur, I believe, on the YU Torah website, called Yana Yom Kippur, where he quotes Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who says that a karov can be mater and neder of his relative. So a father can be on the Bezdin, and a son can be the one who's asking, or the other way around. Avol shnei dayanim krovim, but if there are two dayanim are related to each other, they cannot sit together on the Bezdin. He brings a raya there. I'm not going to go into the lumdus of it, but there is a raya that he brings, and Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Shmuel Vosner Zatzal, all said not like that. He said you could even have two relatives sitting on the Bezdin itself. It's a very interesting topic that I think is worthwhile for the Koilel to delve into. I just didn't have the time for it. Anyway, Then he says, Dalid, when can you do it standing up? Kishematir na de charata, below Pesach. All you say to the person is, are you sorry you took the neder? And he says, boy, am I sorry I took the neder. Then we're matir it. But if he says, the neder was okay. I want to get rid of it. But when I took it, I meant what I said. The tzorech limtzolo pesach. And now the Beis Din has to find a way to undo this neder. Tzorech lisyashe bedover, but tzorech iyun gadol. You have to really think about it. It takes a lot of study, and therefore they have to be sitting down. Look, I wanted the neder initially. There was a good reason why I took the neder. But now I don't want it. And therefore we have to undo it some other way. All right. Then Zion, let me just summarize it. So if you have charata be'ikra neder, you don't need a Pesach. If you say, I'm sorry I took the neder, and the Ran is very clear, it has to be, I'm sorry that I ever took the neder. Not that I'm sorry now. It's got to be l'mafreya, not mikan l'abba. You've got to say, I never wanted this neder. I wish I had never opened my mouth. I'm an idiot. Please forgive me. In fact, I heard as apologetics, one of the reasons that husbands can be made for the dorim of their wives, so that their wives are not forced to come to Beis Din and say, I'm an idiot. The husband goes and says, a wife's an idiot, but she doesn't hear that. I guess. I don't know. But, I think it's just, I don't want to go there. Anyway, he has to say, I wish I'd never made the neder. That's the real charata. The Ran says, if you're not mischaret meikara, that's not called charata. In fact, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether poskin bit charata or not. Whether you can undo a neder with charata, is that sufficient? The Ran says it's not a machlokas.
Meaning you don't even go with the Beis Din.
With Beis Din. You have to do it in front of a Beis Din or a Yachid Mumcha. But the Ran says they're not arguing with each other. That the ones who say poskim charata talk about a charata meikara, lemafreya. I wish I had never made the neder. And the one who says you cannot open it up with charata is a guy who says, well, I liked the neder originally, but now I'm sorry. That's not enough to be matar a neder. Okay, and he says, the fourth line in Zion, Mizora noder shel yomer shemischaret meikaro. Be careful. Don't say, I wish I had never done it. Elim kein hu borer lo shehaya rotze shelo noder meyolam. Unless you really mean it. Don't come to the judges and say, I'm sorry I ever made the neder, but you don't mean it. So look what he says. Shem lo kein, if you're not telling the truth, ein ha-hatara hatara v'be'iser neder kol yama, which is a pretty serious thing. So you got to mean it. Now, if he's not mischaret, and I'm not sure what that means. I mean, you come to the Beis Din, so why are you coming? You know, so what does it mean, ein mischaret? And he says, if ein mischaret, you have to find a different way to undo the neder. So why are you coming here if you're not mischaret? I didn't understand what this means in the Shulchan Aruch.
It was just Erev Yom Kippur. The guy was like worried.
Well, we're going to talk about that actually in a second. Anyway, so there you have to find some way to undo it. If you had known that the people in your shul would never talk to you again because you took this neder, would you have taken it? Oh, I would never have taken it. So that is a Pesach. That's a way to undo the neder. And what you cannot do is be poseach ben nolat. If you try to undo it, for example, and he gives a case, in Yud Beis, the last one. A poskin el bedavar ha-hove v'ragil l'shchiach tuva. It has to be something that you could have thought about that really would make sense, that it would have happened. People in shul won't talk to me anymore because I took a neder against the Rav. Well, yeah, you better think about that. Okay, but aval ein poskin memilsa delo shchiach tuva. And he gives an example, kagon. I put in the words "vezenikra nola" because he doesn't use that terminology, but the Gemara uses it. Kigoni mamar konam shani nena luploni, o shani nichnas lebeis ploni. I'm not going to have anything to do with this guy, or I'm not going to go into this building. And it turns out this guy becomes a big talmid chacham shakol tzrichilo. Uh-oh, I got a problem. Or this building I'm never going to go into became my shul. Now what do I do? So those are nolad, and you cannot use them as a Pesach for the neder. That doesn't work. Okay. Then we'll go to Bittel. And from then we'll go to Kol Nidre. We should be able to wrap this up in not too long. I hope you're still with me. If anybody wants to stand up and stretch a little, that would be okay. I got a lot of material here, so bear with me. There's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah in the Dorin that says, it's a very strange Mishnah, and the Gemara says, I don't understand what the Mishnah says. It says, if you want someone to come to your house, you should get up on Rosh Hashanah and say, all the Nidorim that I take are batel. Says the Gemara, well, if you try to make a neder to be mezaris, to encourage your friend to come to your house, and then you say, every neder I take is not going to be batel, he's never going to listen to you. So the Gemara says, there's two different halachas here. Two different things we're talking about, and what we're really talking about is what to do Erev Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Gemara. Rotsa shelo yiskayim ledorav kol hashana, says the Gemara, number 25. Yamod Rosh Hashanah v'yomar kol neder shani osid lidor. Any future neder, yehei batel. I want to be mevatel it now. Ublevad yehei zocher b'shas haneder. You have to remember you took that tanai when you later make the neder. Says the Gemara, yizocher, if you remember it, akrilit tanai v'kayim lo l'nidre. Just the opposite. Oh, I remember I took that tonight, and I'm still making a neder, so obviously you want the neder. So we have a machlokas, Abai and Rabba. It seems like a machlokas, but the Ran says they're not really arguing. It really should say, you don't remember your tonight. Then the tonight works. If you don't remember the tonight, you don't remember that you made this declaration on Rosh Hashanah, then it works. And Rabba has a different shot, but the Ran says they're not arguing. Now, this is called Bittel Nedorim. We're mevatel it before we ever state the neder. There's an interesting Gemara on Daf Ayin Hay, number 27. The Mishnah. Omer Leishto, man says to his wife, he's leaving town, and he says, Kol ha-nedorim she-toduri mikan ad she-ovo mimokom ploni, all the nedorim that you might take until I come back home, arehein kayami. I want to keep them. Lo amar klum, that he cannot do. But harehein muforin, if he says, I am now, before you even took a neder, I'm going to be made for it now, l'chatchila, so that anything you say in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, they should be mufor. Rabbi Eliezer amar mufor, they are batel, l'chachamim amar eno mufor. So the Gemara has a shayla, yboilehu. The Rabbi Lazar mechal chalin ubetelin, what's the mechanism according to Rabbi Lazar? Does the neder, she took a neder, so the neder is chal, and then automatically, right away, it is wiped out. Odilma lo chal in klal, or is the neder not chal ever at all? It never takes place. Says the Gemara, Einaf Kamina, what would be the difference? I mean, if it's gone immediately, so that's as good as never having happened. What's the difference? So he says, Kigon da atfi sachrina bahadein nidra. Somebody else was standing by her neder, and he said, me too. I want that neder also. So, I amret chalin, if you say it's chal, and then it's automatically mufar by the husband, habia tvisusa, then the second guy, his neder, still is chal. He still has to keep the neder. The wife's neder is wiped out, but it was chal, and therefore the second person is going to have to keep the neder. I amret lo chalin, lo ikam ashasha. So the Gemara says, "My, what's the halacha?" So the Gemara tries to bring a raya. Tashma, Amar lehen Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said to the Chachamim, "Uma b'makom she'ein meifir nidre atzmo misha nodar. If a person in a place where a person cannot be meifir his own neder once he takes it, we learned already, you cannot be matir your own neder. Meifir nidre atzmo ad shelo yidor." He can be made for his nedarim before he takes a neder. Where do we see that, says the Ran? The Gemara we just read, that you can get up in Rosh Hashanah and say, any nedarim I'm going to take in the future will be batel. So you see, you can do that, says Rabbi Elazar. Balkam shemeper nidre ishto mishatidor. Then it stands to reason. If I can undo the nedarim of my wife after she takes a neder, Inudin sheyafre nidra ishto ad shelo tidar. I can undo them even before she takes the neder. Gemara says it's not a raya, but we see that there is this din of bitul that apparently everybody accepts, that you can get up in Rosh Hashanah and you can make this declaration, any future nedarim, I don't want. So now, what is kol nidre? That's the kind of the punchline here. What do we do when we say kol nidre? So we're going to read this inside, because you have to read it inside. We're going to read Taisus, and we're going to read the Rush. That's where the main machlokas is. The Ran also talks about kol nidre, but he's repeating only what Rabbi Natan said. So let's read, we'll read 29 and 30. 31 is just a summary of the whole thing. So 29 says, Mitoch Shmaitin, this is Taisus in the middle, from based on what we learned in our Gemara, Mochek Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam erases Mashikasu b'machzorim b'chol nidre. That which is written in the machzorim, when we say kol nidre in Yom Kippur, he erases the phrase, Miyom ha-kippurim she'avar ad yom ha-kippurim ha-bo aleinu l'tova. That phrase says, I'm wiping out nidorim from the past Yom Kippur, last year, until now. Usvurim heim, people who say that think shematirim nedorim mishana she'avra, that we're being matir neder of the dorim we took already. V'toin, says Rabbi Natan, it's a mistake, and he gives four reasons why it's a mistake. Chada b'chol atores nedorim boi charata miikara v'chol apachos. The very least, to be matir a neder that you took already, you have to say, I'm sorry I ever took the neder in the first place. V'arei ein anu poschin b'shum charata. In Kol Nidre, it says, yicharatna b'hon, but that's not where you start. You don't start. You start with Kol Nidre, should be batal. And you say, all the nedorim I took already. And you're not really doing a charata me'ikara. That's number one. The Ode, the boy Yachid Mumcha O Gimel Ad Yelto Zuleka. You need a Bezdin. We're up in Shul, there's no Bezdin. The Ode, says Rabbi Natan, Shalacha Garab Papa, the Hubasra, Rapapa was one of the last of the Amoraim, Talmud of Rava, the Amar Perika Sholeach, he says in Gittin, Tzorech Lefaret HaNeder. You have to, when you come to Bezdin, you have to say, what did you say? You have to tell them, what was the Neder you said? We don't say that in Kol Nidre. We don't define what were the words that I said. The Ode, the Noder Atzmo Iepshelo Lahatir. The one taking the net, who took the netter, cannot be Matir his own netter. Now here, it seems those who understand Pshat and Taisos, he's talking about the Chazan. The Chazan is saying Kol Nidre. Who's Matir the Chazan's netter? There's nobody being Matir his netter. And therefore, what about him? And even if you talk about the two people holding the Sefer Torah next to him, which is sort of like a bezdin, who is matir their nedor? Therefore, says Rabbi Natan, "Lakach nira lo la'agia." Therefore, Rabbi Natan said, "We have to change the words." Yom Kippurim ze ad Yom Kippurim abo aleinu l'tova. We're wiping out. We're being mevatel. Go ahead.
Yeah,
take one. Yeah, please.
Thank you.
We're right near the end, but I'm glad you came. Okay, so what we're doing, and this is the nusach at least that I'm familiar with. I don't know if there are congregations who say it the old way, but Rabbi Natan says you're being matir neder. You're being mevatel the neder. It's not atoras nedorim of what you said already in the past. It is bitol neder, which is what we said. You get up in Rosh Hashanah and you make the declaration. We're making mutter those nedorim which we will say in the future. We're being mevatel them now. The way to rely on this, the Tanan, we learned in the nedorim. Harotze shelo yiskaimu nidrav, and get up on Rosh Hashanah and say, I'm mevatel them. B'vad shelo yizachar b'shasa neder, as long as you don't remember your Tanai when you take the neder. So now he says, but we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah. We say it on Yom Kippur. He says, so how come we do it on Yom Kippur? The Gemara says Yom Rosh Hashanah. Ashkechan Yom Kippurim the Ikri Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes we find in the Tanakh that Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah, Kedeksiv Yecheskel, but Rosh Hashanah Be'esor LaChodesh, etc. The Amru, the Zeu Yom Kippurim the Yovel. That's what it was referring to. It's called Rosh Hashanah in Sefer Yecheskel. The Oth Shu Samach LaRosh Hashanah. Let's not quibble. Yom Kippur is pretty close to Rosh Hashanah, so that's good enough. Well, the Kach Tiknu B'Yom Kippurim. So why did they do it on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur in Lomar Tvei. Why did they say better to do it on Yom Kippur? B'Shum B'Yom Kippurim Batel Mikol Malachos. It's like a Shabbos. You can't cook. You can't do any type of malacha at all. V'Ika Kenuf Yatuvya. There's a greater group of people who come to shul. Now, Umashenoagu Lomar Achar Kol Nidrei Ben Nislach L'Chol Adas. Why do we need slicha now if we're talking about the dorim we haven't yet taken? So what's the slicha for it? It says when Nistach L'Chol Adas Yisrael V'Agir Agor V'Zocham Ki L'Chol Am B'Shgaga. We're not in Chicago. What's Shgaga? So what? And why are we taking? Why are we saying we need slicha? Zeu L'Farish. That's to teach you. It's to be beforeish, to say explicitly that if someone takes a neder later, well, yizkar l'tnai shel bitul the kol nidre, you don't remember that you said kol nidre. You took your neder anyway, the yavor al nidro, and then you violate that neder. So the neder is batel. So how you're not violating the neder, but you didn't realize that the neder is batel. You forgot. Harezet tzarich kapara uslicha. You still need kapara for doing something that you didn't do, but you had kavana to do. In other words, you took a neder, you violated the neder. So even though the neder was batel, kol nidre works to be mevatel the neder because you didn't remember you said kol nidre. Nevertheless, you need kapara. Avagav she'oso mevatel kan. Even though you're mevatel the neder, shelo yada kisha abar. You don't remember it. Kedamrina in Nazir. Gabi Isha, Haresha Nadra Behafer Labaila. A woman took a neder of Nazirus, is what it's talking about there, and her husband was made for the neder when he heard about it, but he didn't tell her. And she drank wine on purpose. Behilo Yada Shahafer Labaila. She didn't know he was made for it. Shose Yayin. She was mechaving to do an aveira, therefore she needs to be forgiven, even though technically she didn't do an aveira because there was no neder anymore. She was not a nazira. Nevertheless, she needs it. Bottom line, says Rabbi Natan, what we are doing on Kol Nidre is bitul nedorim. We're being mevatel things lahaba in the future. The Rush says no. If you look in the Rush, it's in Perek Shlishi, the end of Ot Hei, in the Dorim. Miyu nira kiminaga kadmoni. He says, I think the original way to say Kol Nidre is the correct way. The Lashon Kol Nidre mochiach shenetakin ala nedorim she'avra aleim b'shana she'avra. He says, I think the language of Kol Nidre points to the fact that we're talking about nedorim we took already in the past. So why are we saying it? We need that Torah as Nedorim, so we won't get a punishment. We won't get the punishment associated with Nedorim and Shvuos if you violate them. That's why we say Kol Nidre three times, as a Bezdin does when it's Matir someone's Neder, that he took already in the past. Now that pasuk makes sense. Because we took Nidorim already last year, and we need Kapora if we were over on those Nidorim. So Benislach makes a lot of sense. What about the Kashas of Rabbeinu Tam? So he goes through the four Kashas, and he answers all of them. He says, Rabbeinu Tam said, but you need Charata. And we don't do that. He says, no, Anan Sadi. And it's what I was pointing out earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. We are witnesses, Shekol Misha Avar Al Nidro, who mischaret meikaro kedei linotzel meyonish. Why did you come here? Why did you come to Bezdin if you have no charata? Of course you have charata. And you are sorry you ever took this neder, particularly if you were over on the neder, and now you're going to get a punishment, you need she'ela. U'mashehiksha the be'inan shloshe yotos. He said, "What about the fact we don't have a bezdin when we say kol nidre? Hare kol ha'kahol omrim oso ish ish levado belachash." I don't exactly know what his answer is here. I think he's saying that the whole tzibur is the bezdin. I think that's what they're saying, because you cannot be mater your own the dorim.
Every individual has the entire rest of the shul for his bezdin.
Right, I think that's what it means. And also, he said, "What about the chazan? The gam chazan nami akahol matir in lo." Same way, the tzibur is matir for the chazan. Aye, but the Amar Papa tzorich lefaret haneder. A papa said you have to detail what did you say. Hani mili hechashan noder bolif neachacham lahatir lo nidro. That's when he comes. That's when there's a particular case of a person coming to a chacham. Ulai nader al dvar mitzvah, because maybe he really took a neder to do something good. But we're talking about nedarim nidre iser, and therefore, Rapapa's halacha doesn't apply. You don't have to be a faret haneder. I think that's what he's saying. Bottom line, the Rush argues with Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush says what we're doing is hataras nedarim on that which we did in the past. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, kol nidre is bitul nedarim and what we're going to do in the future. What's interesting is there are people on both sides, note 31. The Rama and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ritva, the Maril, the Ogur, all agree with Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra and the Sidur Yavetz paskin like the Rush. I don't know people who follow the Gra in Eretz Yisrael how they say kol nidre. I'd like to find out. Do you know?
I don't know, but I saw in the Rav's Lichik's Matzer that he said both.
He said both.
And I think the Chai Otam did that because he was a chutin of the Gra.
Okay.
Would it help you?
What's that?
Does it help you? Like the Rush from the whole Tzibur.
Well, the Rav did it in his minyan in Boston.
Uh-huh.
That's what it says in the Matzer.
Right.
And the Chai Otam also says both. Although it was interesting, I saw in the Meiri, and the Meiri says, look, I don't know what to do like this, don't know what to do that like this. You know what he says? So we don't do it at all.
Oh, you don't do kol nidre at all. Yeah, there are those who say you shouldn't do it at all. I think the Ran kind of says that too, if you look at the Ran carefully. But anyway, what's also interesting, the Tur just brings the machlokas. Tur usually paskins, but no, in this case he just brings down the machlokas. And the Shulchan Aruch, even more interesting, he just says, we say kol nidre, but he doesn't say which version. So he leaves it up to us. But it looks like most of us follow Rabbeinu Tam, that we are being Mevatel Nedorim Lehaba. Anyway, that's the shir. Thank you for listening, gentlemen. I hope you liked it.
All right.
Okay.